Many of the college students in the Northwest have already returned for the new academic year. Eastern Washington University began on Wednesday. The University of Washington starts on September 30th. At the UW, faculty members such as Paula Narias in the Department of Social Work are interested to see how in-person instruction during a pandemic is going to work. Narias did research during the last academic year to gauge how students were coping with a fully online college experience.
We spent some time both with surveys and with interviews with our students, and we were finding that college from home, at least in that very quick pivot, was extremely difficult. They're often back at their childhood home. You know, maybe they're sitting on a bed trying to get near the router so they can get a signal for their classes. They're having to take tests at the dining room table. It was just a very, very big pivot with very limited, you know, predictability and controllability, which make stress difficult to manage. So there was just a lot of sense of isolation and loss.
Narias will present her findings Thursday evening at a joint University of Washington-Gonzaga webinar that's open to the public. She'll be joined by Megan Kennedy, who is the director of the University of Washington's Resilience Lab.
As we get to return to campus in the coming week, and as we start, being in in-person class again, we'll see that students don't experience as much social isolation as we get to reconnect and come back home together in a classroom and across campus. And so we'll be able to see and kind of like assess how students are doing through this return to campus. But of course, the return will be a transition point too. And like all transition points, we'll probably see some anxiety and stress present, but hopefully we'll see more sense of connection to each other and to the university.
Kennedy says her lab and the University of Washington have developed a variety of ways to help students improve their coping skills. Naraya says they've created support groups where students, faculty, and staff can share what they're feeling.
This whole experience has been a real underscoring of the value of the college experience. It's not just getting the content. It's engaging with colleagues. It's engaging with instructors and advisors. It's having opportunities to go beyond just receiving the information and giving it back in some form or another. Students have been pretty innovative. Part of it is that they all, well, at least most, are very savvy about different aspects of different apps and different social media tools and so forth. So we were finding students very creative ways to do study groups or to stay connected through applications I didn't even know existed. So it's been interesting to watch that. Now, at the same time, the loss of engagement, the loss of being able to work together, I mean, problem-solving skills are a big part of what education's about. Some of what was particularly consequential for their mental health, there's this bounce back view, like, I'm a bounce back kind of person. I can do this. Or that's not how I grew up. That's not how it works. You know, there's a range there. It's a difficult set of circumstances where we're working with them to try to stay balanced in really unbalanced circumstances. But at the same time, there's a lot of room for innovation, and success just takes different forms.
Paula Narias and Megan Kennedy will lead a webinar Thursday evening called Stressed and Depressed, the Effects of COVID-19 on Mental Health. It's free and open to the public. You can find the link to register at our website at SpokanePublicRadio.org. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.